Israel. Vayelchu, they went, vayevo, when they came. The word vayelchu is extra here. So Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum ben Yechoi, makesh halicha labia. You make a hekesh, the way they went is the same way they came back. Ma biya, just like now when the Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael, they only had bad things to say. Biyetzarua, they came back with bad advice. They told Klai Yisrael bad things. Is af halicha biyetzarua? The same thing with the Meraglim, when these people, and the 10 of them, the other two was Yeshua and Kalib was alright. But the 10 of them, they went with bad thoughts also. They went with an Eitzarua. That's why they said the whole time they were looking for bad advice to come back that Klai Yisrael should not go into Eretz Yisrael. Some of Hashem saying with a time in Gaiva that they were afraid that if the Eden would go into Eretz Yisrael, they would lose their Nesias. They thought that they would not like be fit to go into Eretz Yisrael to be the Nasi there. So they Bedafka wanted not to go into Eretz Yisrael, that they should remain the Nesias. Therefore, they went with a bad thought also. Then it says, Vayisatru loy vayoyim rubonu, that they told over to Klai Yisrael that what happened, that they went to Eretz Yisrael. And it says, Efes kiyaz om, that the nation was very strong. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said that Mishum Reb Meir, that Kol Lashon Hora Shein Boy Dover Emes B'Tchilosai. Anytime somebody wants to say Lashon Hora, if he does not start off first to say something Emes, something truth, you should know Ein Miskayim B'Soifai. It will not remain at the end, it won't be Miskayim. In other words, you have to have some truth at the beginning, and then you can say your Lashon Hora, you can say the bad, you can say the Sheker. That's so they're also the Yisakrula of Yerm Rabbanu. At first they said over the truth what happened. And then they started to say the Yetzahara. The Lashon Hara. Then the prophet says, Vayahas Kolev Esom El Moshe. That Kolev started to get the Klai Yisrael quiet. So I'm a rabbi said like this, Shesisen Vidvarim. He got them quiet with words. How did Kolev do this? That really gives us, we have Pesach, really should be the Chaziah Yilu Yoshua. Because first Kolev saw the way Yoshua tried to tell Klai Yisrael not to listen to the Meraglim, but rather let's go in and fight to get there at Yisrael. So Kolev first saw the way Yeshua was talking with Klai Yisrael. The Komishtoi, he was talking. Amrilei. So Klai Yisrael said back, Dein Rosh Ketiyah Yamalo, that this person with a small head, he's talking. In other words, Klai Yisrael did not listen to Yehoshua. On the side it says, Lefisha Koro Moshe Yehoshua Kloima, Roish Shemoi Ketua, Lefisha Yud Ois Ketia. Last night, the beginning of his name is small, he has the Yud at the beginning. Now they're like making fun of Yeshua, Klai Yisrael did not want to listen to Yeshua. So therefore, Kolev said to himself, Omar, Imishdina, if I talk to them also, Amri Beinilsa Vichasmali. They'll do the same thing to me, they'll make me keep quiet, they won't listen to me. If I tell Klai Yisrael, listen, it's Kedai to go to fight in Eretz Yisrael, they won't listen to me, the same way they weren't listening to Yeshua. So therefore, Amalek, he said like this, V'chizu bilvad osolono ben Amram. Is this the only thing that Moshe ben Amram did for us? That's the way he started to talk. So Savri, the Klai Yisrael thought, Begnuse komishtoi, that he wants to talk bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Melech Shtikul, they all kept quiet. In other words, they knew that Moshe was also on Yeshua's side to go into Eretz Yisrael and fight. And Klai Yisrael didn't want to now. They want to listen rather to the Meraglim. So therefore, first Kolev started to talk as if to say, is this all that Moshe is telling us? So they thought that he's going to say something bad about Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, everybody kept quiet. And then, Omaluhu, then Kolev told them, Moshe Rabbeinu took us out to help us go out of Mitzrayim. The Korolonu es Hayam, he made the split of Yamsuf. The Chilonu es Hamon is im Yomer also Solomos. The Yolul Rekiel Lenishmaloi. If Moshe Rabbeinu will tell us to make ladders and go up to the sky, would we listen to him? In other words, now that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, let's go to fight in Eretz Yisrael. Is our law now love Yerushalayim Waisa? Let's go up and fight and capture Eretz Yisrael. That's the way Kolev spoke to Klai Yisrael. But still it didn't help. Still Klai Yisrael did not listen to them. But the other Meraglim, they said no, we can't go up to fight. They're too strong with us. We won't be able to beat them. So Amu Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo, Dovar Godol Dibru Meraglam Yoseshu. These 10 Meraglam, they spoke very bad and big language at that time. Ki Chosakumi Menu. What they meant to say when they said that the people there are stronger than us, what they meant to say is, Al Tikru Mimenu, it doesn't mean from us, El Mimenu Kivayochel, means to say that they're stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And Afilo Balabayis, and Yochel Yoitzi Kelev Misham, they meant to say that even the Balabas, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can't take his Kelev out from Eretz Yisrael. In other words, they're saying that giants are so big and strong there, that they're even too strong for Hashem. That's the way the Meraglim were talking. And they said over that Eretz Oicheles Yoishvelhi. This is a land that eats up the people that are living there. So the Gemara said like this: Dorash Rova, Rova Darshan, that Omer Hakadosh Baruch himself said, Ani Chishavti L'Toyva. I did something for the good of you. Fehein Chashvu L'Ro, but these Rishoyim, these Meraglim, they took it for the bad. Ani Chishavti L'Toyva, Hakadosh Baruch did something good for them. Wherever the Meraglim went, the chosh of the people of these giants were dying. They were always be Isaac and burying them Asim then. Why? They that the Amorayim there, the Goyim there, will be too busy burying their own dead, and they won't have time to start off with the Meraglim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for good for them. And the army, some say what happened then was, Eiv Nach Nafshei. At that time, when the Meraglim went into Eretz Yisrael, that's when Eiv died. The Yatridu Kuliyama Vaspedoi, and all the Goyim felt very bad when Eiv died, because they thought that Eiv was their protector. So now that Eiv died, they all felt terrible. And they all said Hespedim. That's what all the Goyim were doing when the Meraglim went inside there. So really, Hashem did something for the good. But Vehem Choshvu L'Ro, but these Meraglim, they took it for the bad, and they said, Eretz Oicheles Yoishvehi. This is a land that eats up the people that are living there. Like wherever they went, they saw Mesim, they saw them burying the Mesim. They said, listen, this land eats up the people that live there. Then it says, Vanihi b'yeneinu k'chagovim, that the Meraglim say, we were in the eyes of the giants as little grasshoppers. V'chein hayinu, that's the way we were. Samara Mishashia Meraglim Shakre Hevi. The Meraglim said a lie here. If you want to say that it looked, you say like most probably, we look to them like we're small grasshoppers. But they said that's the way we really were. How did they know this? How did the Meraglim know that they really looked in the eyes of the giants as little grasshoppers? How did they know that? But the Gemara answers below, no, it's not true, it's not a sheker. It could be it's the truth. Ki have a mavri aveli tusayazi. Because when these goyim were burying the mesim, they wanted to have a suda savro. They also gave them a suda after they buried them. And they used to go down and look for food underneath the small the cedar trees. The tusayazi have a mavri. The kochazinu, and they saw them. Es salku yasu biloni. So the Meraglim got scared and they climbed up on top of the tree. Es shami, so the Meraglim heard. To Chamri, they heard the way these giants were saying, Kechazina Inshi, we see people down there, the Domila Kamsi Biloni, that look like small grasshoppers on the trees. So it's Ustaka true that that's the way they looked in the eyes of the giants. Then it says that Vatisa Koloeda Vayitnu as Kerlum Vayivchu. The old clients all started to cry then. They figured it's too hard, we can't fight, we can't go into it. So they were scared, they started to cry. So Amar Rab, Amar Rab Yechanan, Oisei HaYoyim is Erev, or Shalom Leil Tisha B'Av Hoya. That was the night of Tisha B'Av. So that's when they cried for nothing. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hein Vochu B'Chiyah Shachinam, now Klai Yisrael is crying for nothing, like really all they're supposed to do is go into Eretz Yisrael and conquer it and I'll help them, but instead they're crying for no reason, they're saying it's too hard. Therefore, Vani Ekfa Lehem B'Chilo Doros, I'll give them something to cry about on Tisha B'Av. And that's what happened, the two Beis Hamikdash was Chorav based on Tisha B'Av because of this. Vayoyimu kol ha'edo lirga moysum avonim. Now the old Klai Yisrael wanted to already kill Kolev because he was telling them like to go up, to go and fight. V'chsid the Pasuk says, V'chvayda Hashem niru b'yoyimoyit. that the Chvod Hashem was seen on the Yoyam Moed. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Melamed Shenotlu Avonim V'Zorkim Karpi Malo, that the Mamish that took stones, and they were throwing it up as if to say they're going to go against Hashem. So then it says the Pasuk, V'Yamosu Ha'anoshim Moitziya Diba Soretz Roh, Pamageifa, that these 10 Meraglim that said bad Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael, they were all killed in a bad plague. Some Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shemesu Misa Mishuna, they all died a terrible death, a different death. Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Dorash Rabbi Shaila Ish Kfar Tamrosa, Malamed comes to teach us, Shenishtarbed Lishoinam, that their tongues were stretched out, became very long. V'nofal al tiburim, and it reached their navel. For yutelayim yoytzus milishoinim, and worms are coming out from their tongues. V'nechnosus l'betiburim, it went into the navel. Or metiburim, and from the navel them, v'nechnosus l'shoinim, went into the tongue. That's the way they died. Because of the Lashon Hara, they were saying, yeah, v'nechnos, No, they died with a choking, type of a choking, that's where they died. Now going back to when the Yidden crossed over the Yarden, when the last one of the Jews came out from the Yarden, then the water went back to its normal flow. Shenemar apostle says, Vayiba loy sakhanim noise, Yaroim Bruce Hashem, Vitoicha Yarden. When the Kahanim that were carrying the Oren came out from the Yardim, Nitkul Kapas Ragla Kahanim Elacharova, that it came out, the feet of the Kahanim touched the dry land. And then the Pasuk says, Vayeshuvu Mehayardim Lemekaimon, Vayelchu Kismel Shulsham, Al Kol Gudaisov, that then the water started to flow normally the way it flew yesterday and the day before. Nimsa comes out, Oroin, Venoisoi, Vekahanim Mitzadechot, that the Oron and the people are carrying it, and the Kahanim were on one side. For Yisrael mitzad echad, and the Klal Yisrael was on the other side.
Yeah.
Noise Oron es noise v'yovar. Shenem Apostle says vahika shetam kolom lavor v'yavar Aron Hashem. Aron Hashem v'akanuf neyom. So that's when the Oren and the Kahanim went over, after the whole Klai Yisrael first went over. Now, V'yadov was there because of this, Nenash Uzzah. Because of this, Uzzah had his, got punished. Because here we see come out like the Oren carried itself like. Shenema says, V'yavoyu agurin kidoin. They went, they took the Oren to Goren Kidon, V'yishlach Uzzah Yodoi, Lechos Es Oren. When they were carrying the Oren back in the Zman David HaMelech, so that Uzzah thought the Oren was going to fall, so he went to catch it. Is Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uzzah, Noisav Nosa Atzmoy Lekol Shechein, if the Oren could carry the people that were carrying it, can't it carry itself? Like over here, when they went over the Yarden, it wasn't the pshat that the people were carrying the Oren, but Fakir, the opposite. So the Oren was carrying the people. So Mel Uzzah shouldn't have went to try and catch the Oren, that the Oren could take care of itself. And therefore the Pasuk says, Vayicharaf Hashem b'Uzzah, that Hashem became very angry at Uzzah. Vayakehu Shom el al Shal, and he hid him there because of the mistake that he made. What does Shal mean? Reb Yechonim Reb Elozah. Machloikis. Chad Omer al Iske Shaloi. On the mistake, Rashi says, Shogogo Sheshogog Lechos Boy. The mistake that Uzzah did, that when he thought the Oren was falling, he went to try and catch it. So because of that, he got hit. The Chadom, and one says, She'osa tzrocha b'fonov. He did a bizoyin, he like made in front of the Oren. Rashi says, V'shel loshin kishol tesecha. Something that falls downwards. And he died there like with the Yoren Elohim. Some Rabbi Yechonon, Uzzah bol Yerlam Abo. You should know Uzzah came Muzaycha to get to Yerlam Abo. Shenemar tells the Vir that he died im Oren Elohim, with the Yoren Elohim. His Ma Oren, just like the Yoren, Le Yerlam Kayim is always Kayim. I'll never be lost the Yoren. Rashi says, Sheren Ignaz, it was hidden. Kidiyama Biyuma, Shagonzu Yishayo. Yishayahu HaMelech hid the Oren, is af Uzzah bol Yerlam Abo. Uza also will be zeicha to go to Olam Habo. Then it says, Vayichal David al Hashem Poratz Hashem Peretz Buza. That David HaMelech was angry, like about what happened over here, that Uza was nifta. So Amar Reb Loza, Shenishtana Ponot Kecharora, his face mamish changed like a charo, like a cookie. Ela, for the Gemara, Ela Miyatir, so Kol Heichor Dechsi Vayichar Hochin Ami, whenever the Potsik says Vayichar, that's what it means, like his face changed. Is Hosom Ksiv Af, Hocholoi Ksiv Af. No, it's only over here that it says Vayichar Af. The Lashon of Af means very bad. Dorash Rova, Mifnei Man Nenash David, why did David get his punishment? So Rashi says, Nenesh David Shemes Uza Yodai. It was because of David that Uza died. Like David will soon say, David was the one that had the Aron carried in the Agola, had it carried in the wagon. Why did David do this chet like? Is Mifnei Shekorul of Divrei Torah Zemiras. That David HaMelech called the Torah like Lashon of songs. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Zemiras Hoyli Chukecha, Kabeis Magurai. That Chukecha, the Torah, was to me like Zemirais. Rashi, Kashiisi Baruch, Mifnei Oivai, David HaMelech was saying, when I used to have to run away from my enemies, V'yogo Mifneiem, Hayishim Mishtashteya B'chukecha, I used to like learn your Torah. V'hoyuli Lizmirois, Lishashuani, and it was like singing songs, I was so happy with the Torah. So it sounds very nice, that David HaMelech was saying, the Torah is so dear and like to me like a song. The Mashal explains, songs as the pshat is just in the tip of your tongues, doesn't go deep down into you. But you sing a little bit and you're finished. But Divrei Torah is not the way. It's supposed to go into you and learn and understand it more and more and never stop learning. You can't go away from it. So Torah should not be called like songs. Is Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, Divrei Torah shekosa v'hem, hisoyev einecha b'yinenu. The Torah that the Pasuk says in Mishlei, if somebody takes his eyes away from the Torah, it's not there anymore. In other words, if you stop learning for a little bit, you're going to forget. The Torah you have to learn to say this very hard. So therefore, there's a taina after Kirei Oysa Zmirois. Oysa Zmirois, you're calling the Torah Zmirois songs, is Hareini Mashilcha B'Dover. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, right now I'm going to make a mistake, David HaMelech, that Shafilu Tinoika Shabes Rabin Yerdin Oysoi, that even little kids know this. The Pasuk says, Lufnei Kohos, Loino Sanki Avoides HaKodesh, that they did not give any wagons to the Bnei Kohos, because the Avoida, the work of Bnei Kohos, was to carry the Aron HaKodesh. In other words, the Aron is supposed to be carried by people, not on a wagon. V'yiyu, what did David HaMelech do? Aisiyu B'Agalta, he brought it on a wagon. So that was David's chet, and therefore because of that came out that Uzzah was killed. Like if he wouldn't have brought it on the wagon, it wouldn't have come out that chet, Uzzah wouldn't have been killed. Then it says, Vayach b'yanshe b'shemesh, when the Oren was in Beis Shemesh, they got hit there, ki ro b'yoren, because they saw the Oren. For at the Gemara Mishum, the ro, Vayach, just because they looked at the Oren, they got hit. Rabbi Yavuah, Rabbi Loza, no. So they said like this, Chadoma, koitzvin, mishtachvin, hoyu. They were cutting down, and they were worshipping and bowing down the Shem Avodah Zarah. So Rashi said like, no, Rashi like this, koitzvin, mishtachvin, loy. Loy bitlum, melachton, lechabdoi. And it was like this, they didn't stop doing their work. The people that were cutting down the wheat, let's say, where they saw the urine go by, they did not stop koitzvin, they did not stop cutting, doing their work. They did their work, and they bowed down at the same time. So that's not called giving cover to the urine. That's why they got hit. The Chadama one says, no, Omar Milinami. They said like bad things about the urine. Omar, they said, Man Amrecho Lahai Di Amrius. Rashi says,